And it's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. It's a nice, foggy, quiet morning.
It is.
Cozy.
Little wool blanket. Yeah. Little book, little coffee.
Little radio.
Radio.
It's all good. Yeah. I'm going to do a little experiment on you.
Okay.
To start, okay?
All right.
So I want you just to notice what happens in your body. Just notice how you feel when I say the following words, okay?
Okay, got it.
No.
All right.
No. 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 Yes. 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 Do you notice anything happen different between the two words?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so the nose, you feel this, I don't know quite how to describe it, but it's like this little barrier or something. It's like something pushing against or something like that.
Yeah, like defend against?
Yes.
Yes.
And then the yes is like opening.
You're doing a hand gesture, your hands are moving out.
Yeah, yep, it's opening. It's like freeing or something.
Loosening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is an exercise that I saw Dr. Dan Siegel do. He's a professor of psychiatry at UCLA, author of a book, Mindsight, and several other books, a new book coming out about teenage brains. But anyway, he did this exercise with teachers, and he was saying that when you pay attention to this, when you do the word no, your defensive mechanisms get activated. Fight, flight, or freeze, right? And what happens with yes is exactly, and I've tried this with different groups, and yes, sort of like open, openness, expansiveness, receptivity. And so he was, in this case, talking to teachers saying, well, what if you spent more days and more time with yes? Now, this had particular meaning for me because I've been working in intention the last few months. I work a lot with intentions, a phrase or whatever, and just sort of notice what shows up around it. Well, this last couple of months, I've been working with one called No, No. No with a K.
Uh-huh.
No, no. Right? And so, and I was thinking about, what do I commit to and what boundaries do I need to have? And, I'm working on no, no. And I thought, well, this will really help me, put some, not overcommit, which is my life, not lifelong, but decade-long tendencies. But what's interesting about most intentions that I set for myself, I get a different awareness than I intended to get. And in this one, I was thinking about, no, no, and I often put it in front of me in my desk or, think about it periodically. And what was occurring to me was I was really, really busy. And what I was noticing was that I was making myself a victim of my saying yes to a lot of things. So I was like, oh no, I gotta go do this piece of work and I gotta travel and then I got company. And I was just really making myself suffer. You're laughing. I mean, so it's just like, maybe this is the key lesson here is to focus on the yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've been focusing on the no and just heavy. Oh, And meanwhile, I'm with people I love, doing work I love, living in a place I love. And so it was wonderful. I've had this, how many times you get the same awareness over and over? I had this awareness again, which is focus on what you want, focus on what you want to create, focus on the yes.
Yeah.
And the Dr. Siegel example just really shows the power of that, that sort of the openness and receptivity to what shows up, as opposed to I got to fight and defend against it. Mm-hmm. There's a great quote by Michael J. Fox, and as many know, who suffers from a long-term disease, acceptance doesn't mean resignation. It means understanding that something is what it is, and then there's got to be a way through it. And so it's like, oh, so what would it be like if I focused on the yes? If I focused on appreciating what is, not to be in denial, not to not feel or not have my true experience, but what do I just focus on? As we've talked about, the brain tends to and has a proclivity to go towards the negative, but with the capacity to appreciate and notice, it made a huge, huge difference in the quality of my moments. And isn't that what life is about? Just a bunch of moments?
strung together.
Mm-hmm. So I'm still learning about yes. And meanwhile, what the gift of that has given me in terms of being present and thinking about, okay, maybe no was not the most effective intention, but it sure taught me a lot. So let me close with a quote by Stephanie Perkins out of a novel that she wrote. The more you know who you are and what you want, the less you let things upset you. So focus on the yes of what I want to create.
Very good. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you, CJ.
All right.